For a lot of us who enjoy long-distance running, that's not really me, completing a marathon is a crowning achievement. That's 26.2 miles. Our next guest did that four times in a row. He's the new world record holder for a 100-mile run. He set the mark late last month at the Pettit National Ice Center in Milwaukee. The number to beat? 11 hours and 19 minutes, a leisurely pace of 6 minutes and 48 seconds per mile. Zach Bitter is an ultra-marathon runner and coach. He grew up near Manitowoc and graduated from UW-Stevens Point. These days, he lives in Arizona. Zach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
What drew you into this super long-distance running?
Yeah, that's kind of the million-dollar question. I think people tend to end up in ultra-marathons, I think, more so than deciding to go that way. But, you know, I got into running at an early age. I'm not sure if they still do these, but one of my middle school classes would do the Presidential Physical Fitness Challenge. And I learned at an early age I was much better at the mile than I was the 100-meter dash. And that kind of steered me towards track and cross country in high school and college. And in college, I learned a ton about the methodology of running and got really excited about that. And one of the other things I kind of learned was the long run is my favorite workout of the week. So when I got done with college, it was almost kind of a natural transition to start looking for races that were longer in distance.
Now, I know people who have trained for marathons, the 26-ish mile run, and that takes a lot of build up to get there. What is your training like to get ready for a 100-mile run?
Yeah, so I use a lot of the same principles that you would see in kind of marathon training or any endurance event where you're going to work on a variety of different systems of intensity. And the easiest way to kind of understand it is I try to keep the things most specific to race day intensity closer to the race itself and things least specific as farther away down the training plan as I can kind of get them. So some of those faster, shorter interval sessions that you maybe would see in like a marathon training plan or a 5K training plan, I'll still do those, but I'll do them earlier in the plan. And then as I get closer to the race itself, I'm starting to do a lot more things that are closer to the intensity of the race. So something like a long run that I do on Saturday and then follow that up with another long run on Sunday.
Now take us back to running on that track in Milwaukee. You already, as I understand it, have broken the U.S. record. You're in the hunt for a world record. Did you go into that run thinking this could be the one, this could be the world record?
Yeah, you know, I was pretty confident. I had a really good buildup in my training, and all the metrics that I've used historically to kind of gauge what a good target pace would be were where I felt they needed to be in order to make a good push at a pace in kind of the 640 minute per mile range. So I had a good feeling about it working out. And at the Pettit Center, if folks haven't been there, I mean, it's total climate control. They've got an indoor speed skating rink and hockey rinks there. So that was a huge variable I didn't have to be concerned about. Then it just kind of came down to making the logistics work on the day and minimizing any potential mistakes, bathroom breaks and things like that so that I could kind of stay moving for the most part.
You hear about runners hitting the wall in long distance runs. Is that a thing? Do you hit walls that you have to burst through maybe multiple times in 100 miles?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's probably a variety of different walls. I guess if you look at it from just a nutritional standpoint, I think you can sometimes hit a wall and it's like physiological breakdown. Whereas for me and 100 milers, it's rare that I get in a situation like that. It's more just like kind of pushing through self-doubt. So a lot of times what happens is you'll catch yourself kind of doubting what you're trying to do. And then it's just a matter of just kind of spinning that around to a positive and getting your paces back on where you're looking to target. And the more you can do that, or the more times you can do that, is the better the race ends up usually being. So I've had examples of falling short and running out of the ability to be able to push through that. And then you see, you know, big pace dips and things like that. Whereas on this one, for whatever reason, maybe just the 6-year journey I've been on to kind of get to this point gave me a lot of ammunition to kind of push past a lot of the hard spots and get into, you know, positive self-talk.
Talking to Zach Bitter, ultramarathon runner and coach and world record holder for the 100-mile run. And Zach, you were originally from Wisconsin, I think, and you got to break this world record here in Wisconsin. Was that a little extra special connection for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, being able to do it in the state that I first was introduced to running, where I grew up, competed in high school and college, and, you know, ran my first ultra marathon, it certainly made it extra special to kind of head this way and be able to do it in that state. So I couldn't be more grateful for that opportunity.
Now, I want to go back to that record-setting day. You hit the 100-mile mark. You had the record. A lot of people, I would assume anyway, that you'd be done then. You kept running.
Yeah, so the kind of nuance with the 100-mile world record as it stands is that it's close enough to another record. Folks that aren't interested or not looking or following ultramarathon probably don't realize, but we have these things called timed events, and some of the common ones are 6 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, and 6 days, where essentially you're given this lot of time and you want to see how far you can get within that parameter. And the 12-hour one fits nicely into a kind of a dual target, because with the time I ran 11 hours and 19 minutes simply meant that if I could handle staying out there for another 40 minutes, I could potentially get a world record for that event as well. So part of it was kind of just knowing that, and just when I got to the point where I hit 100 miles, just saying, okay, now you can slow down, but stay out there, because 40 minutes is 40 minutes. Even with a pretty solid regression in pace, I was able to pick up an extra 4.88 miles and set that world record as well.
A lot of people aren't going to run 100 miles, but can you make the case that, hey, whatever your personal version of extreme is, give it a try, push yourself to maybe a limit you didn't know you had?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think even when you look in the context of some of these shorter endurance events, I think they can be more challenging and more difficult, because it's all relative. You know, it almost comes down to, like, pick your poison to a degree on race day. Do you want to suffer acutely for a short period of time, or do you want to suffer a dull pain for a long period of time? So regardless of whether you pick a 5K, 10K, half marathon, or decide to, you know, push up into the ultra distances, you can certainly realize your full potential with whichever one that is.
And Zach, what's your next goal?
So the irony of me getting this world record after kind of chasing it for 6 years is that originally wasn't my peak race for the second half of the year. I'm actually heading out to Greece in about 3.5 weeks to do a pretty historic race called the Spartathlon, which is a 153-mile race from Athens to Sparta. So right now I'm hyper-focused on recovery and trying to feel decent for that and see if I can get one more good race in this year.
All right. Well, good luck running from Athens to Sparta, and thanks so much for joining us, Zach.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's been a blast.
Zach Bitter is an ultramarathon runner and coach. He's a native of Wisconsin. He talked with us about setting the world record for the fastest 100-mile run and the most distance covered during a 12-hour run. Same run in Milwaukee.